podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
K-Rock 955, it's Tom and Loggy. We do it for Mimosa Homes. There's a bit of Be My Guest gear going on in Geelong at the moment.
There really is.
And we have a guest joining us to tell us about it.
We do. His name is Noah Vernon. Now, you may know him from his great song. We've played it a lot of times here on K-Rock. It's been on Great Ocean Odes. It's been across the airwaves. And we also had a live rendition once of it. It's called King Parade.
Take me back to where we were misfits by the pool. Drinking Pepsi cause we're cool.
But if you can't imagine his face, I need you to imagine Cogsworth from Beauty and the Beast. Because right now, that's what he looks like, because he's doing Beauty and the Beast at the Geelong Arts Centre. Noah Vernon joining us now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We are good. Are you in full makeup at the moment?
Oh, absolutely. So I go to bed in my clock costume and I wake up in my clock costume every single day because I just love it that much.
You're like, what's that sound? It's the tick-tock.
It's just ticking. Yeah.
Look, it's a process. It's a process. But no, it's really nice to step out of the clock costume every now and then and go back to normal life sometimes.
Mm. You're saying clock.
Yeah, clock.
I play the grandfather clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Once again, grandfather clock. Just confirming clock. There. Yes.
Just want to make sure.
Have we got any puns lined up? Because there's a lot of puns in the show.
We love
a punny show. Yeah. And speaking of the show, Absolutely. Tell us what's happening with Beauty and the Beast.
It's got some incredible messages in the story, and it's great for the whole family. Really, it's an awesome story. I love it.
So your bro in the play is Lumiere, the king.
Lumiere.
Yeah.
Lumiere.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. he seems like a little bit of a show pony, a little bit of like a limelight hog. Is he cool?
You could say that. I think a lot of the time I'm trying to say, no, come on, stop doing that. But I think at the time Cogsworth kind of, he just lets everything happen. Like, he really wants everything to be how it's meant to be, but really he's not in control at all. He has no idea what is going on.
Okay.
No.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, sounds familiar. We can relate.
We are both Cogsworth.
We are so Cogsworthing. Look, we love the music from Beauty and the Beast. Are we getting the classics of the movie as we know it?
Iconic songs. Yes, absolutely. You get all the Disney iconic songs, the Be Our Guests, the Gaston. There's some incredible music throughout. The musical director of the show is Brad Treloar, and we have a live band. It's a full live band in the show, no backing tracks. So it's an incredible, incredible performance.
How's it being received at the moment?
It's been great. We've been getting some really great reviews. We had a really great review from Colin Mockett, who is, he's someone who comes to a lot of the theatre shows, and he gave us a really great review, and we've had a lot of positive criticism coming from all the audiences, you know, meeting up in the foyer afterwards and talking to everyone. People really seem to be enjoying the show, and we're super stoked about that.
Yeah, that's great. Last time we saw you, it was just you in your normal gear holding a guitar.
Yes.
What's it like being on stage and, you know, singing your tunes and everything, but you are dressed as a clock, as we've mentioned?
I am.
Is it just so much fun?
Around. It is so much fun. I love it. So I grew up in musical theatre. I was in the Jesota Junior Players, who is a company here in Geelong for young theatre goers. And from then, I did a couple shows after that as well, school productions and things. So I've always been involved in musical theatre. It actually started my musical journey into the pop world. So it's pretty much the beginning of how I started performing in the first place. And it's been great to come back to it. I hadn't done it in quite some time. My last show in the Geelong Arts Centre was actually around, I think, 2015. That was my very last show in there. Mm. So a lot has changed.
Yeah.
And it's been incredible to come back into the building and to be around such amazing cast and crew, because this cast and crew are just incredible people. And it's really just about the community and the foundation, you know?
Yeah.
So that's been great.
Before we let you go as well,
yeah.
I just got a question for both you and Tom as well. When I watched Beauty and the Beast, I was always like, the Beast is hotter than the prince he becomes. Mm. How did you two feel about that? Tom, I'll start with you.
I always thought that Gaston was the...
Oh, you love it, yeah.
The heartthrob.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's underrated.
Well,
and
he's naughty, you
much
know.
Maligned.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Noah?
He is underrated. Mm. I was actually going to say the exact same thing.
Oh.
You know, Gaston is the... Is the beauty of the show.
Oh, he's a sex symbol. Okay, good.
No one, I don't know what that next line is, but like Gaston, you know.
Oh,
no
yeah.
No one looks like Gaston.
No one
smells
yeah,
like Gaston. I don't know I don't know the song, but it's a fun song. Hey, the Geelong Lyric Theatre always put on, Geelong Lyric Theatre Society, I should say, always put on amazing shows, mate. So no
they
doubt
sure
this
do.
Is another one of them. Very proud of you and everything you're doing. Disney's Beauty and the Beast at the Geelong Arts Centre.
And we've got some tickets to give away right now. If you want to go to tonight's show, we've got two double passes, so give us a call. 52-232-955. Noah, thank you so much.
How exciting. Thank you so much for having me on, guys. It's been a pleasure.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Saturday night, you told us a story earlier this week about heading out and about. You went to a couple of events and you're a man about town, and that's cool. But one thing you did, I think, was just an attempt for you to just show everyone a little bit more of Tom than what they expected. And to cross now to Bree is her name. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning.
Now, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You were at Here and Now's first birthday celebrations on Saturday night. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. And then apparently, from what I heard, you saw someone and you asked a simple question. Can you just set the scene for us and what happened?
Okay. So for a bit of context, me and my friends love Here and Now. We go there every weekend. So we've been pumped for the first birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, like kind of down at the end of the stairs, trying to figure out our next move. And I see this bald guy kind of just coming down the stairs. And straight away, I notice his shirt and he's wearing a Here and Now top. So I ask him, where did you get your shirt? Yeah. And he was telling me the guy who stole Zoltar made him one. And I'm pretty sure the response was, so you're telling me I come here every week and they didn't make one for me?
Yeah.
And straight away, it's like, oh my God, do you want my top? And I said, yes, of course. And he was like, well, okay, perfect, because I'm parked right here and I have a top in the car. So he took it off, kind of gave it to me. Mm. And by the time I put it on, he was just... I swear he just ran, and he was like, if I get done for public nudity, it's your fault. You're just gone with the wind.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's pretty much how I told the story also.
Well, sort of. Yeah. Although I suggest, Bree, that there was a bit of, oh, do you want this shirt? And then I noticed when we're in the studio and he takes his jumper off, he makes sure that it's really long and, you know, it's a long process, so we get to see as much skin as possible. Was it sort of like that? Was it a bit like, oh, this shirt? Was there a bit of that going on?
He was right. Yeah, he was right under the light. He was trying to have a moment.
That's all I wanted.
I was not trying to have a moment. I was trying to give you a T-shirt and then run because I was scared people would see my nipples.
So he was more a nice man than a creepy man.
He was straight away. He was like, do you want it? And I was like, absolutely.
Yeah. See, I was just trying to help someone out.
Were you? And did you feel like he helped you out, or did you feel like you maybe got a bit more than you were asking for?
Maybe a little bit more than I asked for.
Okay.
Because I kind of feel like if you had the shirt in your car, why wouldn't you say, hey, I'll go get changed, wait here, and I'll bring you the shirt.
That actually would have been much smarter.
It would have been.
I still hadn't thought of that. That's a great suggestion. I'm sorry, Bree, I didn't.
You just wanted to put on a whole show.
Yeah, that's it.
Tickets, please.
I was too late to get on stage upstairs in the club, so just a little show for you out the front. But you've got the T-shirt now. It's your souvenir, and you can wear it with pride. Well done.
Yes, I love it. I wore it all night.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Awesome. And every time you close your eyes, you can see 1,000 of Tom, and you're the queen.
You don't have to answer that. All right. Thank you very much, Bray. Hope you enjoy your T-shirt. Anybody else want to have the T-shirt off my back? Because I'm that kind
you
of guy.
Are, as long as you've done some, you know, push-ups pre-head.
Yep.
And the lighting is right.
Got a pump going on, yeah.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
So a little while ago, I was doing some shopping. I don't really buy myself a lot of clothes and stuff. I don't know. I don't really enjoy the experience, and it's just always been the way, and I just, you know, but there's certain shops that I go to and I'm like, all right, I'll just try on things. If it works, it works, and if not, no, whatever.
Well, there's only certain times of the day you can get to the Target Boys section.
Exactly.
You know, without being seen.
Exactly, right. And so there's certain, as you know, with change rooms, you know, there's a number of different varieties of change room that you can go to.
Yeah.
There's ones where there's like 10 of them, you know, thinking like a Myer in Westfield here or something, there might be like 20 in the one place and lockable doors and things like that. And, and then there's a few other options. There's, you know, your thick curtain arrangement with a little tab on the side that you can kind of hook, something like that. And then there's the curtain that just flows in the breeze that's like, let's go to Spotlight and just hang something loose.
Yeah.
And that's good because...
Why is there a dressing room Spotlight?
There's not. Well,
sorry,
there might be.
You were saying that
there
you were
might
getting...
be. No, just the material from Spotlight, something cheap and easy.
Right.
And so, you know, curtains in change rooms. If you're going a curtain in a change room, my guess would be to have something that's kind of maybe long, a bit longer than needed.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe a bit thick,
a bit
if
wider.
Possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, it can sit on, maybe sit on the floor, maybe it can be a bit heavy, won't drag in at the sides, or maybe put in a little piece of Velcro or something. And if, you know, there is a change room with two pieces of fabric that open in the middle, like, you know, we're going to a bar, like a Western-style bar, you know, an open-in-the-middle type of arrangement. That can cause a bit of problems. I was trying something on the other day and someone's child ran in and was like, hey.
Oh, no.
This curtain is great. Meanwhile, I'm pants off.
Yeah.
Top off.
Wow.
And I don't get that way, like, often.
For just anyone.
For just anyone.
No.
Right? And this kid's... yeeted the curtain open.
Control your child.
Bunch of people everywhere.
Control
and I'm like,
your child.
Great. And they're like, oh. There wasn't, the apology for me didn't fit the crime.
Yeah.
I understand kids and it happens or whatever. But I would be like,
Oh my God.
I am so sorry.
Billy, you
like,
stop that.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm so sorry. It was just kind of like, ha-ha. I'm like, no, ha-ha. No, ha-ha. Because I'm funny with, you know, I mean, you know, I'm covered ankle to the neck.
Yeah.
That's me and that's fine and whatever. So I'm in my space. I'm having a fight with the mirror. I'm trying on clothes and I'm having a whole thing. And then the curtain just whoop. It was my fault, clearly. I should have had a locking arrangement on the curtain.
Well,
I should bring my own bull clips. I should control your child.
As someone who has two.
I understand. No, but I understand. Kids run and they're like, hey, curtains are fun. Oh, I get it. Curtains are fun. But I'm just like,
if you're taking a child into a change room space, give them the parameters. Like, have a chat to them first.
I know.
These things happen.
But it's just like... well, how can I make it? Do I need bull clips? Is that what I need? I need like stick?
Clips
Do I? Is that where I'm going with now? Or do I just never get unchanged?
Well,
never trust again? Is that where I am?
What you're trying to do is shop local, but they're making it hard, aren't they? You're trying to support local business?
Nah, it's my fault.
It's not your fault.
Is what I'd say.
Be hotter.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wind?
Yes, every Thursday we play Word Beneath My Wind.
It's ridiculous. You will change the word of a piece of audio, a song, a speech, something topical, and replace it with flatulence. It is my job to guess which word has been replaced, and laughs ensue.
That's right. I'm dropping words and dropping guts.
I hate that term. I really, that is one of my most hated. I hate it so much.
So you had a triple clean clean wipe. Sorry, I should say. So you had a, so a clean wipe is when you get all three correct,
that's
right?
Just,
and you did a triple clean wipe, I feel like three in a row has to be, we have to have a better name for it.
Yeah.
Like the clean snap.
No, mate, the whole game is full of it. We don't need the extra on the sides.
Then you stuffed it up. Last week.
Why?
You had the poo of 1,000 wipes.
You've got 1 second to get me
okay,
back into this
game. All right,
game.
Here we go. Question number one for Word Beneath My Wind. Tell me, what word are we looking for here?
At the end of the day, we've won game this year in the last 26 or 27. There are reasons to that, but we need to continue to build a winning environment. It's no individual game, I suppose. It's the losses in the way that we'd been losing, and probably the lack of progress that we've been able to achieve from a number of our players within the group.
Talking about firing Brad Scott there from the Bombers, Andrew Welsh, CEO of the Essendon Football Club.
I don't know, because I was trying to think who is this first.
Okay, have a listen to the context.
Okay.
Listen to it really carefully.
At the end of the day, we've won game this year in the last 26 or 20.
That should be enough for you to... How many games have we won this
one.
Year?
One. Is it one?
Yeah. At the end of the day, we've won one game this year, one in the last 26 or...
We'll call that an assisted wipe.
Yeah, that's... You're feral.
Okay.
All right.
Right, so you get a point, but all right, we're on to question number two. Tell me, what word are we looking for here?
Over, sideways, and under on a magic carpet ride. A new fantastic point of view.
You no look one ridiculous. To
where to go.
I know it's coming again. That is wrong. That is wrong.
That's one of my best.
Oh my god. Oh my god, it's world. Oh god, I always get so sore around this point. I get such a headache.
Okay. So, you are right on the tip. You are poised to drop.
Oh my, you just make the whole game.
That's the idea.
You don't need to add extra.
Are you ready for this? Question number three. Tell me, what word are we looking for here in the word beneath my wind?
This is so long. This audio goes so long.
What is this?
I'm guessing I know what word you're going to replace, but I'm just trying to wonder. I'm like, will he go the full song? Oh, God, what word is it going to be?
It's building. We're getting there. We're getting there.
It is building.
You can feel it coming. You can feel it coming. You got one chamber.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Some people say you could have started it there.
Where's the fun in that? Here we go.
Might as well.
What was that?
That was a slapper.
What was that? That was a clavicular. Oh my god, that was ridiculous. The weight was the best part. And the word there is jump.
Hey.
Oh god, I feel sick. I always feel sick.
Oh.
At the end of this game, another amazing round, my friend.
You got the clean wipe. You don't need to change your jocks after this one.
Stop.
that is word beneath my wing.
You're
for this
so
week.
Disgusting. And how do you get that many of them? And that many, they're just
I've got a full
putrid.
Bank of them, mate. I've got a
they're
full bank
putrid.
Of farts. It's always fun. We'll do it again next week.
A line from a film, song, or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wind?
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.